Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The escalating conflict and crisis with Iran has become a central focus of the presidential campaign. Voters are expressing concern, and the Democratic candidates are talking about it. Among them, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who hosted a town hall meeting in Northfield, New Hampshire last night. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was there and has our story this morning.
As Gabbard began her talk in a restored Railroad Depot building, the mood was somber. News of the Iranian missile attack on bases that house Americans in Iraq was just breaking.
We are in a state of war. Again.
Last night's attack was retaliation for the assassination of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani. As a member of Congress and a National Guard major who has served two tours of duty in Iraq, Gabbard has made this the central issue of her long-shot presidential bid, opposition to what she calls America's endless wars. She says now Trump is starting another one.
Unilaterally acting to commit an act of war without any constitutionally mandated declaration of war from Congress, this president and his cabinet have decided to push us into war with Iran.
As president, she says she'd bring U.S. troops home from Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria, and focus on problems at home. Gabbard has been polling in the low single digits in New Hampshire. Even so, about 100 people came out to hear her last night, and many of them were impressed.
She's the candidate I've been waiting for.
Sue Roosh from Bristol, New Hampshire, agrees with Gabbard about bringing American troops home and says Trump was wrong to assassinate Soleimani.
It's only going to make things worse. Things are going to escalate. He's not saving our country. The man was a bad man that they took down, but you need to have diplomacy.
Chris Langwa from Winchester, Massachusetts, agrees and says President Trump acted recklessly.
I personally don't think it was a good move on his part. I thought this was just a little too aggressive. It's a very important issue to me. I have a lot of friends who are serving right now, and kind of the thought of them having to, this impending conflict with Iran is kind of concerning to me.
But there was also support for Trump's decision to order the assassination.
I am very grateful that a bad guy is dead. You know, whether it was right or wrong, he's a bad guy not here anymore, and that makes me feel good.
This is John Griffin from Norfolk, Massachusetts.
You're not concerned that it might pull us into a war?
I don't like war. I'm not for it for anybody at all, but one less bad guy alive right now.
The Trump administration argues it assassinated Soleimani to preempt a planned attack on U.S. interests, but it has yet to offer evidence to back that up. Gabbard says the assassination will further destabilize a troubled region and endanger America.
Now, this is something that I've been warning about for months, that if we continue to escalate these tensions between the United States and Iran, it would lead to a war with Iran that will prove far more costly and devastating to our country and to people across the region than anything that we've seen with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
The other Democratic candidates have also criticized the president's decision. Elizabeth Warren called it reckless. Bernie Sanders says it brings us closer to another disastrous war. And here's former Vice President Joe Biden speaking in New York City yesterday.
The haphazard decision-making process that led up to it, the failure to consult with our allies or Congress, and the reckless disregard for the consequences that would surely follow was, in my view, dangerously incompetent.
Up until now, the presidential primary campaign has focused almost exclusively on domestic issues, health care, immigration, gun violence. But now, the Democrats are talking about the importance of foreign policy experience, war, and peace. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Tilton, New Hampshire.